Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Kobe in Copenhagen. My name is Owen. I saw neither of you were ready for that.
No.
My name is Owen. I'm with Abby.
Hey.
And I'm with Marius.
Hello, I said something.
This is a podcast about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark. Let's expand a little bit more. It's about life in Scandinavia and expand to the biggest expansion we can consider. Not the universe. Bring it down a notch. Bring it down a notch. Bring it down a notch. The world. Life on top of the world. In other words,
life
us.
On top of the world.
Yeah, ants and stuff like that. Actually, let me, like, our subterranean friends also are counted. The moles, the badgers, they're counted as well.
Amphibian. I used to play a game, actually, when I first moved here, when I first started dating a Danish person.
Yeah.
Or I first had a baby with one.
Yeah.
And I used to play a game.
Wait, what?
I started dating the first time
I had a baby with a Danish person.
How many did?
I started playing this game when I worked with Americans in fun contexts, and it was called... Denmark, the Internet, or the Underground World of the Future. And it was a game where I would list things and the American people I would hang out with had to pick whether that thing existed in Denmark, just on the Internet, uh-huh. or in the Underground World of the Future. Uh-huh. It was a very fun game.
What's the Underground? Well, let's get a look at that later on. But before we get there, you're talking about the Internet, the Underground World and everything. No, I can't find a segue.
I can see the wheel turning there. It's coming. It's coming.
It's not. Oh. I'm Owen and I'm Irish. Abby's American and Abby's Abby. And Marius is Danish and Danish is Marius.
And Danish is Darius.
Danish is Darius. Yes. The way we bring the podcast to you is we talk about news articles, events in Denmark or Scandinavia or wherever we think it's worth talking about, mm-hmm. that we read about or we've heard about, witnessed in some way, shape or form. Witnessing is another thing because we all live here in Denmark. We all live here in Copenhagen. And we bring our own personal experiences to the airwaves. And that's how we do it. And if you find those airwaves via Acast, well, you find it all through Acast because it's coming through Acast Network. If you find it through Spotify, take a minute.
Please.
Look at the top.
Yeah.
There's going to be an option to give a few stars.
Five would be ideal.
Just take, hey, we're just going to give you a second. Just everybody just give him a second to do this. Great. Thanks very much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for doing that.
So nice.
Right now we're at 77. If you can see that number go up, then we can also see that number go up. And for us, it probably feels better. It feels better than it feels for you. Imagine how good you'll feel seeing it go past 77. And then imagine how much better than that we'll feel.
Yeah.
We really like it. Thank you so much.
If you're listening on iTunes...
You could do it there,
too.
God,
but
please.
You can also write, people write reviews on iTunes.
That's really nice.
You can just do that on Spotify as well.
Yeah, you can. Well, no, not reviews, but you can leave little messages about the episode. So by all means, you can scroll through the other topics. On iTunes, you can leave little messages and we see them and they're brilliant. So just take the time to go yay or great.
Yeah.
And
those are the options.
But they're fast ones because what we're going to do, we're going to quickly wait for the iTunes guys to give 5 stars and leave a little message. Let's give them a minute.
I do want to say that if you've already done it on Spotify, you can go do it on iTunes now. You're not limited. Why are you doing this?
Good point. Good point.
God.
But let's just give them a second. We're flustering them. Ready? Great. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. You can email us all your topics at copyincopenhagen@gmail.com. And thank you very much for doing that. Wonderful, wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. Marius, what news we have?
I'm glad you mentioned that we will also address things happening in Scandinavia because I got a little story about Sweden.
Our
good friends in Sweden.
Sorry.
Did you say Vienna?
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to say Sweden, but Vienna came out. Go on.
Okay. as you might be aware, Sweden has not been in NATO for many, many, many years.
Never, right? Or was
never.
It? Yeah, never. Yeah, never is the answer. Been. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think that's what I meant to say is, as you probably know, Sweden is not in NATO. Yes. But now they want to be.
Yeah.
And sort of a little over 2 months ago, Sweden got some good news. After lengthy negotiations.
With Turkey, right?
With Turkey, yes. It finally agreed.
I don't care about what they were eating for lunch. Come on, get to the point.
Oh, Abby. Geopolitical humor from Abby Wamba.
Hey. Ow. Go back. Give us that 5 stars now. I think we've earned it. I think I've earned it.
Anyway, Turkey then said, yes, sure, we can go ahead with this, but...
I think you'll find Turkey said, gobble, gobble, gobble.
Now we're getting on the border of racism, Abby.
Yeah, yeah.
This is bordering racist.
and it's going to be a very long story. Turkey's president, Erdogan, he made it very clear that the parliament had to go on summer vacation first. And therefore, it could only be voted on once. We got it to October.
That sounds European as shit. That's, yeah, that is, yeah, get in there, Turkey. You're right. Send those European, send those Europeans on vacation. Hold up that border.
Abby, can we pause for a second? Does Abby get a hint of war in this
this is what happens when I'm like, they said NATO.
Yeah,
what is it? I better drive
home. You're trying to torpedo this whole... ironically, she's trying to torpedo this whole story.
Listen, the people who feel like me about war stories are really grateful for what I'm doing for the group.
I will try not to go into war.
Sure.
It will touch upon areas of
go ahead, just,
war.
You know, beware... Yes. Me.
Well, I'm always aware of you.
Oh, that's so sweet in a way.
Sure, that's how you took it. Anyway, now that the calendar is saying almost October, we're very close.
I think you'll find the calendar is saying... Jesus. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That doesn't even make sense.
You know, which one's her mic? Hold on, where's her mic?
Can you, is there a mute button?
No.
There we go. Marius. Her mic's off. Continue.
Oh, great. This is wonderful.
Okay, stop shouting. Stop shouting. All right, you're back. All right. Have you learned your lesson?
You'll have to put me in the hall.
So a bit like Abby is a tyrant here in the studio, so is Erdogan when it comes to letting Swedes into NATO.
Okay.
Because despite the fact that he did give them the go-ahead, he is now also saying, well, I'm going to need for the states to allow me to sell you some F-16s fighter jets.
Oh.
So that's now, he's now talking to Biden's administration and sort of... he wants a promise that they will sell him these F-16 fighter jets.
Oh, wait. He wants
America to sell
them to him.
Yes.
I think maybe you said it the other way.
It sounded like Turkey wanted to sell Sweden
fighter
jets.
I know. I was like, who knew that Turkey was sitting on a pile of
fighter jets?
Yeah.
No.
They're about to go off.
No. It's, Turkey wants some F-16 fighter jets from the States.
Okay, got it.
And this is where I think it gets kind of interesting. It'll get there'll be more to this app. You'll
be some
more American influence, because there was that didn't go down so well with the Americans, especially an American senator who was sort of ahead of the international politics,
foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs. Thank you.
Fucking foreign affairs.
That one. Okay. And he, this, what's his face? Sorry, I need to find his name.
Abby, who, you know your government. You know the American government.
Yeah.
Which one's this?
I think Stewie.
Stewie?
Yeah.
It's Bob Mendes. He's the head of this Foreign Affairs Committee, and he's been like, no way, it's not happening. He doesn't want
Turkey. Oh, my God, I know where this is going.
But now Robert Mendes has now been caught in a corruption scandal. Oh. And in his house, some gold bars.
Literally gold bars,
3 kilos
right?
of gold bars.
Yeah.
3.3 million kroners, so less in dollars, and a brand new Mercedes.
Hmm.
Wait, who's got gold bars?
This Gargoyle Robert bars? Mendes.
Who's got gold bars? Wait a second. It got interesting again.
Gargoyle bars?
Who's got gold bars? There's some gold bars in this story?
I thought you said gargoyle bars.
Yeah.
I
was like, who's this?
Gargoyle bar?
Gargoyle bar? This started off as a Scandinavian story. Yeah. It's turned to an American fraud
my
story.
My ears are pricked. Okay.
I know. So yeah, to me it's like it's a nice little one of these you put some faces on a board and then you draw some red string between them to see where it all ties together. Yeah. So Sweden might end up getting into NATO because Robert Mendes is corrupt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, it was the Egyptian government buying him loads of stuff.
Yes.
And he was like really blasé about it. He's like just text messages being like, cool, I got the gold from the Egyptian dudes, I'm going to sell him guns.
Yeah, he's obviously denying everything. But but it turns out, despite that Turkey has repeatedly decided they should be...
And he's a Democrat.
Do you guys ever feel afraid that you are susceptible to things like that?
Being blackmailed or not blackmailed. It's not blackmail.
Or like
bribery.
But other things that like where like morality is a slippery slope. Like I feel like lately I just have been thinking because I think of myself as a very ethical person. Mm-hmm. I think I do the right thing. I think I try really hard. Lately I've been like, oh, but what if like in the right circumstances? Like I've never really been in a circumstance where someone has offered me gold bars to like sign a paper or something like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like I wonder sometimes because I know that I do the right thing when the right thing is like an action I can take in the moment or like whatever. Like, but what if the right thing is a non-action? Then I feel like I might be more susceptible. Like the non-action would be like, oh, there's 100 gold bars in it for you if you just like look the other way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and what you would have to do instead is like maybe, and to get to that point, you've maybe already made a few mistakes that were like on the path. So then at that point, you have to decide to like, I don't know. I'm just thinking.
What is it you've done?
Yeah,
just
tell us.
I listened to this podcast. I do listen to podcasts that aren't ours. In fact, I don't listen to ours, except for when you guys are talking at me right now in the studio. But I listened to a podcast about this woman who pretended she had cancer for 10 years and raised over $1 million of like donations from people. Hmm. It's called Scamanda, the podcast. And I don't think it was very good, actually. But somebody was talking about it in a group that I was in, and I just like kind of started it and was cleaning my house, and then it like kept going and I just kept it on. It wasn't very good. I kind of wish I had that 6 hours of my life back.
I do that as well. I often just start it, like listen to one, I'm like, oh, maybe the next one's good, and then it's like
too invested or not.
Yeah, the fallacy of sunk cost fallacy, where I'm like, I've already given enough time, I have to finish, it's going to get good now.
But I think when I was listening to this, I sort of like, I felt my empathy like working against me. Like I was like, oh man, like yeah, she pretended she had cancer and now she's gone too far. She can't back out now. What's she supposed to do? She just has to keep accepting the money and then trying to give pep talks to real people with cancer. And she sucked. She obviously like was the worst kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I felt like I was like, oh, I could see how that would be a really tricky thing to get out of. And now I'm like listening to this Robert
but
Mendes
getting
thing.
Into it was a fuck up.
I think maybe the thing is what I am trying to steel myself against is that because I think of myself as like kind of like no problem, like I'm just a good guy, like that it could be like a series of little things, but I'm also like a good guy who like doesn't always like beep in my Rizocort, and I don't feel, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, like, yeah, I'm like, there are some little
protest.
Things
that's a little protest
there is in protest then I get like I'm riled up when like a person comes and finds out I didn't beep in because I'm like, but you don't know what's going on, and I'm just like, what if those kinds of things could take you down into all of a sudden you're Robert Mendes and you got gold bars in your basement and you sold guns to another country. And I'm like,
well, no, selling guns
really...
is his job. He's meant to sell the guns.
But like to a one that you weren't supposed to sell the guns to. And you're just like, oh my God, this all started because I didn't beep in my Rizocort.
Okay. So you're saying is this slippery slope? Are we all capable of this slippery slope?
Well, I guess it's a two-pronged question. It's like, do you think you have it in you to be, like, have you ever faced the dark night of the soul that I did while I listened to this podcast about someone pretending they had cancer?
I'm starting to think this podcast was pretty good. We're getting a lot out of it. I mean,
okay.
Get some mileage out of this podcast.
Huh? Or am I just, like, do I have, like, hyperactive, like, I just have a really good imagination where I could imagine myself in the situation where I had pretended. Well,
question B, yes, you have a hyperactive imagination, 100%.
Hyperactive means too active, Owen. Tone it down there, buddy.
You use the word. You use the word.
Okay, you're right.
So, yes, that's that. So we can just put that away.
Okay.
I think the question would come when you'd make us, like, no, not like just listening to something and being like questioning things. I don't think that's going to cause you to be like, oh, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But realistically, we all do paid gigs, right? You were in London doing a paid gig recently. So I think the question is when we do a paid gig.
Like comedy gigs.
Yeah, comedy gigs. That we'd be like, if we scratch the surface a little bit, maybe they're not the best people to be doing it for.
Oh, yeah.
And then we go, but I'll just do this one. The money's good enough, and you're like, it's okay, I'll do that. Like, if that happens, and if you know it's not a good one, but you're like, allow yourself to fall into it, then I think we can start falling into a slippery.
Well, I think that's part of a small step. I think it is these small steps. Like, that could be the first step.
Which one? Did they
like just this idea? Like, I probably shouldn't work.
But that's where I think. I think Robert Mendez.
He's a comedian.
This is the Robert Mendez podcast.
First, he opened for Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And then.
How did it go wrong? I don't know. But Robert Mendez probably was like, I really like the Egyptians. I think they're really important. I think I want them to succeed. Right. So then
you seen those pyramids? Yeah.
But he probably justified it in some way, shape, form in his head.
Sure.
That he's like, I'm just helping these guys out. Because it wasn't just weapons, but he'd like give him information about policies and shit like that as well.
Yeah.
So he probably was like, I'm just helping buddies out. I'm just helping a buddy out. And they're like, well, for tax reasons, they're giving me it in gold.
But he's only gotten to that point because he's done a bunch of other small shit before that.
But the little things were, I know. But like the whole point is, I think you get there by doing little things. And then you got to catch yourself when you're like, don't do that thing.
And then that's the thing is, right? Like, okay, at any point when you catch yourself and you're like, okay, I shouldn't have done that. And I could either keep doing that or I have to stop. The thing is, right? You feel like you're in too deep because stopping means basically living a life without the benefits of the thing that you did wrong, but with the guilt and the knowing that you could be caught at any time. And the possibility that you should turn yourself in. So it's like if you make a turnaround, if you catch yourself being Robert Mendez, being like, maybe I shouldn't sell guns to countries I'm not supposed to sell guns to for gold bars in my basement. Stopping that means not only do you like stop the benefits of that, you maybe get killed.
Where are you going with this?
I just think that...
Who's getting killed? Robert Mendez?
What did you do, Abby? What did you do?
I think it's a relief that I can just live my life feeling ethical because I'll stop teenagers from fighting on the street and I don't get approached.
I don't know where this is coming from.
Well, that's what I think about my ethics. Like, I will, like...
Have you stopped a teenage fight?
Yes, I have stopped.
Are you a superhero?
Yes, I am a little bit. I think... Like, I will step in when people are fighting, or I used to more when I didn't have kids, and now I'll push other people to step in But I do, like, I'll do things like that. Like, if, like, somebody falls on a bicycle, I go and I help them and I whatever. Or, like, if somebody, like, if I see a problem in real life, I will go and help and, like, do whatever it takes until the problem is fixed in public. Okay. I will do that. And so I think of myself as... very ethical, pat myself on the back, go on with my day with a little blood on my jeans. That's happened to me a few fucking times. And I think in Denmark, actually, people help a lot more than they have other places that I've lived. Yeah. Like somebody falls on a bicycle, a lot of people stop. Yeah. And it's really nice because it feels good. A lot of places I've lived or been, that isn't always true. Like, people will just, like, kind of...
No.
Whatever.
Yeah. But, okay, that's a... But,
I, but that's the, but that's an action. That's an action I can take.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Oh, what's going... I think we... This conversation scratched a little itch in the back of Abby's head.
Yeah.
About your, you might not be as good as you think you are.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, that's a question I've been having... A lot.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's a good. That's
I
a good
think that's a healthy
have.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah, me yeah. too. So I'm just talking about it on the podcast where we talk about things.
Are you trying to get Sweden out of NATO? Is that what's happening?
I'm
here?
Just saying, like, I worry when I hear this.
Yeah.
That I would accept gold bars to sell guns. I worry that, even though I, like, I'm just glad I'm not in that situation.
Have you ever bribed anyone?
I bribe my children sometimes. I mean, I don't think bribing is particularly good, but I was a teacher for a long time. Should we stop while this is going on?
No, we can't do anything about it. There's construction outside.
There's construction outside. If you can hear it, that's good, because we can hear it too, and it means we're all sane.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, once in a while, a little bribe, if you acknowledge that it's a bribe with children... is okay. I think it's a sometimes you can grease
the wheels.
With a gold
bar.
You can just be like, listen, here's one gold bar. Kid, will you sell me some guns?
Marius, so what's the end result? Is Sweden getting in?
I mean, it's not, they haven't crossed the finish line just yet, but, it's this is all helping.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, okay. If Erik then gets his planes, it looks like Sweden's going to get their NATO.
Okay. Well, why did they say no to NATO in the first no to NATO?
Because Sweden harbors Kurdish activists, which Turkey thinks are terrorists.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And Sweden has also said they're going to be harder on terrorism. Yeah. So,
but what they said, so they decided they wanted to harbor. But wait, what does that mean? Does Sweden do that because they find it ethical?
I suppose. But like Sweden, it just has a Kurdish population in it that Turkey is pissed off about.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so they decided...
And that's a huge, like, we can go into a really deep conversation about how fucked up Turkey is with regards to Kurdistan and stuff like that. That's a whole different conversation.
So Sweden is maybe, made, like, an ethical stand to not join NATO.
I don't know why Sweden's never joined, actually.
But they have been I think, it has been an ethical choice about, a journalist who wrote us, please fact check this for me.
Oh, yeah, we have a journalist, like...
Rolf.
Fact check the shit out of this one for us.
Yeah.
But as far as I understand, it was kind of this ethical, Sweden doesn't want to be in any kind of war, basically.
Mm.
And they've taken
me neither,
kind of a strong,
Sweden.
Strong stance there. So, yeah.
From gold...
But can I... no, fair. Okay,
go for it.
I was just to say, I think you're right. Like, I once bribed a police officer in... In Brazil. I didn't personally. I gave money to a man who then did.
Yeah.
And I was totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, I had no qualms about that.
Why?
So I think there's context to any kind of... Because it was just...
Otherwise, you would get arrested or something? Or
Yeah.
Was it a corrupt cop at the beginning? Because I've been in those situations where, like, you're stopped somewhere and you're like... Oh,
no, it was just a corrupt system. This was a way for me to get out of having done something a little bit...
Questionable.
I bet he smoked weed. Okay.
No, I crossed the border just to make it clear. I didn't do anything.
Illegally crossed the border?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
But there are cultures.
That's not bad, but definitely you'd get in trouble for that.
Like, I had to bribe this person.
Holy
or else
shit.
I was fucked on my holiday in Brazil. So,
oh, interesting.
I'm glad I said the world at the beginning of this podcast, because we've talked very little about Scandinavia so far.
But wait, what about... But that, when I did Semester at Sea, I was like on a boat and I went around the world on the boat.
Semester at Sea?
Yeah. How about that for the world?
Fuck.
Oh, in the world. Yeah. And it's on the world.
Were you
just
part
like
of Scientology or something?
World.
Was this the Sea Org? What is this?
Semester at Sea was a real world challenge for one semester, but it's like you lived on a boat and it was cheaper than my actual college in America, so I got to go. But it was you lived on the boat for 3.5 months for 100 days, and you went around the world and you went all these places. And I'm pretty
sure
awesome.
That's it
was great. It's also really weird because you are living this life of absolute like privilege, and you're like docked in Bangalore and would like go out and like experience like a city that has a lot of poverty, and then you come back onto your like home for the night where you have lived for the last semester, and like your toilet paper would have been folded into a triangle by your like cabin steward, and it's just like fucking wow, what a you feel like a real fucking piece of shit.
There's a lot of examples.
It'll have you questioning whether you're good for the next 25 years.
Should I have taken that gold bloom? Yeah. I don't know. No.
Owen's really trying to keep us on track. This whole podcast.
That's my job. That is what I'm meant to do.
Well, this is a very interesting conversation. I think you'll find we've talked about gold, going around the world on a boat, and NATO. People like it. I don't, but whatever. I've done 2 turkey impressions. This is going great. But on that, the staff of the ship basically like explicitly at some points were like, at some points, you might need to bribe unofficials.
Yeah, yeah.
They were just like, listen, we're going a few places where it might be handy to offer cash. And it was just like, that was our policy. It was, I don't know.
I've had that doing border crosses. I've crossed places where it's not been illegal for me to cross, but I've been in really remote places. And they're like, hey, yeah, so it's going to be an extra $10 or whatever into my hand. Yeah. And it's just no question. It's like, I'm the one who lets you pass. You got to pay me more.
Yeah.
Like that's just the way it was. And you're like, well, that's fucking, this is it.
We should do that for the podcast. You guys actually owe us $10.
We good?
Yeah.
Speaking of gold. Speaking of gold bricks, let's talk about plastic blocks.
We've been sitting on that one for about
15 minutes now.
Those are also called bricks, though, actually. So,
gold bricks.
Plastic bricks?
If it's Lego.
Lego. It's darn right Lego.
Oh, yeah.
We're right back home, baby. Over in
Billund.
Shout out to their Billund heads. Brickheads, what we call them.
Brickheads.
There's meant to be, I've heard there's quite a large international community there.
In Billund? Yeah,
Lego announced this week, bad news, but not terrible news, that they, 2 years ago, 2021, they said they were going to try and make their blocks out of recycled plastic.
Yeah.
That's what their plan was,
We talked about that on the show.
We
said that, and we high-fived, and we hugged, and there was tears. And
was I there?
The world
I don't
was
remember
saved.
Crying.
No. We've gone full circle, and we're going to tears of sadness now.
Oh.
They can't do it.
No. Why?
They said they can't do it. Because the emission, but for a very good reason, they said the emissions are the same.
Oh, okay.
They're like it's the same shit. We can't.
But the emissions, including like that, they're just producing more plastic that is going to be like. It seems like even if the emissions were the same, it would be better because there would be less plastic.
Yeah.
Unless that's what they're counting as an emission.
Keep chatting for a second.
Well, I think you'll find what counts as an emission can be as varied as a smoke.
No, but surely you have a point in the fact that producing new plastic,
even if it's the same emission.
Sorry, I was thinking about coming to something completely different. Abby, you asked me a question. Oh, yes, the answer to that question is it actually uses more energy to use recycled plastic.
Okay.
Because it's the same emissions to do it, but there's more steps involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes longer to do the reduced or recycled plastic. So they're still using what do you call it? It's new plastic.
Surely.
Like petroleum-based plastic.
Lego can figure out how to improve that process.
But they've said, and this is the one good thing, they have said, we're committed to cutting emissions. We're like, this doesn't mean we've stopped trying to cut emissions. It just means we're not doing this thing.
Mm. That feels like a bummer.
Yeah. It is a bummer.
They're going to have to take some big swings to get me back after that. I mean, just kidding. I've got 2 kids, 5 and 10, big Lego fans. But that is, I feel like Lego is so inventive, so like it's like a like they should be able to figure that out.
But they tried 2 years to figure it out. Like, to be fair, they did 2 years of this working hard, and they're like, we can't make it work. They said they're fully committed to make bricks out of sustainable materials. So they're still trying. They're just saying this step is not the one they're going to be taking.
All right,
which is cool. Just go on.
I feel like there was some more Lego trouble.
Recently. Yeah, I stepped on one.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Guys, seriously, we're going to...
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
I was reading an article about it. It's also pertaining to Carlsberg a bit, but like how they've, you know, gotten out of Russia, but they haven't really gotten out of Russia.
Okay.
They've just kind of switched names on their stores, kind of. Mm. So it's not called Lego, but it's called...
Goleg.
Goleg.
Don't
completely take me up on this, but I was reading something where Lego was mentioned. And
I have
it was
to say,
bit, so.
I'm a little bit... If we're just cleaning the slate on Lego, I gotta say I'm a bit annoyed with Lego nowadays, because, you know, you go past the Lego store in Copenhagen Central, and but there's a bunch of them around the place, and you know they have these like insanely... specific Lego sets now, where it's like Friends the show like set up, or like like Super Mario game, like a Nintendo, and then a screen with Super Mario on it and everything. Have you seen how those, like, have you seen the bits they use?
No.
They're so precisely made just for that one thing that if you tried to build anything else, it would look nothing like it. Whereas I thought the whole fun of Lego was you smash it and you make something else look cool. Whereas now they have like these very like distinct ones that, you know, like the bonsai tree and stuff like that. Have you seen the bonsai tree? Guaranteed you can't make that look like a transformer. There's no way you could. You know?
No.
Which I'm a bit like, I'd like it to be, you know, I love the fact that you follow the rules and everything, but also it seems a bit more
creative.
Whole
joy of it is that you can take your Star Wars Lego set and your maybe Harry Potter and make a
Harry Star Wars.
Harry Star
Harry
Wars.
Wars.
Harry Wars, yeah.
Star Potter.
Star Potter.
Yeah.
I've never gotten joy out of Lego.
No?
No, I just don't get it. I like that they make different colored bricks now.
44,000 types of brick.
When we get Lego in our house, the joy I get out of it is like watching the rest of my family enjoy it. But following directions for fun... No,
you
thanks.
You're not a jigsawer? You don't do
that's
jigsaws?
Not directions. I think I can.
It's a basic. I think it's like a basic direction.
But you don't have to look at anything. You can float to and from it.
Do you do it without looking at the picture?
I mean, sometimes, or I'll look at it. I don't know. Like I'm not a huge fan of jigsaw, but I do feel like that's different than like following directions in this is like putting together IKEA furniture, which I just did. I just put it together an IKEA desk, and it's impossible.
Olaf.
Alex.
Alex.
It was an Alex desk. It was for my daughter's room.
Oh, these are named desks?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They name all the IKEA.
Everything's.
There's a new IKEA in town.
Hey! That is a hot tip. Have you guys been there?
No, I haven't been yet.
No.
Must pop by for get some Swedish meatballs.
German meatballs, yes.
Yeah.
I thought if you lived in that cactus house they built just next to it.
Oh, the big. Is that what they call it? The cactus house?
Yeah.
If you know the big crazy building?
No.
There's two of them.
Prickly kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
like
angular
a tower
all the way
some,
up.
Some,
yeah. Wait, is it in Billund?
No,
it's next
to
the
new IKEA, just across
Cinemax.
From Fisketoll.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently it's kind of similar to what I'm paying in rent at where I currently live, I've heard.
What?
And then I thought, wow, you can really then live, you know, maybe not healthy, but you could live quite cheaply if you just ate in IKEA every day. Go get a five-corner hot dog.
That's a particular type of life, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're really upset for you.
Yeah.
The lighting you have in that life.
Do you also like sit in the living room, pretend it's your living room?
Then you would have a whole IKEA to just with a bunch of rooms.
They're all just visitors coming in saying hello to you. Yeah. Oh, man, we need to talk.
When we went to get that desk, me and my kid, we saw like some teenagers who were just like hanging out and like going in the beds together and like sitting on the couches together, and it looked like exactly the kind of fun I would have wanted to have with
my friends.
Yeah,
if I had an IKEA when I was a kid,
what are you guys gonna do? We're gonna go to IKEA. We're gonna get
fuck around.
9 kroner. Now it's up from 5 kroner. Oh. 9 kroner soft ice, and then we're gonna like fucking fuck around and get in the beds and snuggle. It was so cute. I was like,
nobody told me to get out.
No.
Dirty shoes.
I mean, they weren't being like awful. I feel like that's IKEA's for, you know?
IKEA's for. Hands above the duvet or below?
They were, I don't know. It was very adorable. I think they were all like teenage boys.
Looking back, it's like, not at all. It's very questionable.
I thought it was very cute. I was like, this is what you should do. This is how people should hang out. In Denmark especially.
In IKEA.
Go to IKEA.
Abby, you mentioned you had kids there. You were saying there's an island for kids?
There's an island for, it's a youth island. My that same kid that I built a desk for, oh my God, it's all about her today. If she listens to this podcast, she's going to love it. Her class took a field trip to the youth island in Øresund. And I was like, what? The what? And she was like, the youth island. And I was like, this sounds scary.
Yeah.
Bad. Like
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. Like Christiania. Like, I don't know. But she loved it. It's like they went there. It's an old army base.
Christiania.
That was given to young people, set aside for young people in 2019.
Oh, no.
And now young people can live there and like run events there and like festivals and concerts. It's like on Dorthevi, there's a Ungdomshusel, but it's like an island.
It's like wow. fucking Peter Pan shit.
Yeah. No, it's oh, that's cute.
Brilliant. Oh, that's a great way of looking at it.
I really
like
want to go and check it out. My kid goes to me, she's like, sorry, you don't have your own island. I'm like, I'm an adult, we've got everything.
Yeah. This is every island's our island.
But this is so cool. And she went and she played a fucking laser tag in the tunnels of the army fort.
Oh,
these
God.
Two dudes, their branches and clubs.
That sounds fun.
But It was really cool and fun, and apparently you can go. And I think we'll go and check it out because it sounds crazy. Also, she was telling me all this crazy shit thing? About it. What?
I'm not a youth.
No, I bet you can go if you're just respectful to the youth. If you let the youth be in charge, and then, but like this place is like she said, like it's got steep hills at the side, and it's so that people can't run up the hills to attack them. It looks like normal hills, but it's just like a couple inches of dirt. And then underneath is plaster, so that if somebody tries, and there's like trees on it and stuff, but if somebody tries to run up the sides of the island, Rolf, you're going to have to check this for us, our resident journalist. My 11-year-old, almost 11, gave me this tip. If you run up the side, you'll just like slide down and like dirt and trees will fall on you.
Trees?
Yeah. And then she also said that there's a missile on the island because it was a... it was an army base, and the missile has to. That's crazy. Just send the kids. Send the kids over.
These were German army bases, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Just saying. Yeah, I keep going. Yeah, yeah.
That it has to be pointed. The missile is still there, and it must be pointed to Copenhagen, at Copenhagen, because if it were pointed any other way, it's in Øresund, like it would be pointed at Sweden. Active and that aggression? Would be an active, active war.
But they're not NATO, so we could take them.
Oh, how'd you like that, Owen? How'd you like that, Owen?
That. Full circle.
Full circle, all the ways around. Look at that.
Yes.
It's like we know what we're doing.
Well, that sounds, very cool. I've never heard about this.
Yeah, now you know.
That Denmark laser tag man, to have Denmark. Me. You had me at laser tag.
You had me at, I can't even remember. You had me at laser. Marius. Do you have anything more? Is that it with the island of children? Weird phrasing. Ooh. Yeah. Youth island? Island nation?
Island nation. Are you happy with that, Abby?
Yeah.
Happy.
Marius!
Yes.
Hot tips.
I do have a hot tip.
Give me a hot tip.
This very Friday...
Right now, today.
Right now, the 29th of September.
Yeah.
At 8 p.m.
Yeah.
There is an event at the Knock Knock Comedy Club.
Mm.
The roast of Jefferson Bond. And a little bird told me that, Abby, you're one of the roasters.
Yeah, I'm going to roast.
You are. Is Abby the bird?
No. I wasn't the bird. No.
But you told me that. Okay, sure. What other bird is there? Are you being birding again?
I've been birding.
You've been birding. Oh, I've been birding again. I told you about birding.
I'll have some birding hot tips for you next week.
Just
a little teaser. So Abby is performing. Uluk Beck is performing. Kriti Pratapati is performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's anyone else. But
Dashika. Christopher is performing, and Casper Herbst, I think.
I think you can, like, even if you don't know who Jeff Bond is, I think it's probably going to be a fun experience. Jeff is a comedian slash actor from Copenhagen. Mm. Wait, he's not from Copenhagen. Irish-British comedian. But I think it'd be a fun experience just to go see a roast anyway, right?
I think so, too. If you're not into roasting, then on October 1st and going until 3 a.m. in the morning, you can get your Sunday sound system on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go get
your Sunday sound system on.
Get some some sweet Rastafarian sounds.
Sweet Rastafarian sounds. Sorry, Mary.
You've just not been kind to me today, considering everything I've done for you, Abby. You've just been awful to me today. This is at Hemtall.
This is the slippery 15. Slope. I'm going to end up with gold bars in my basement.
Yeah. Gold bars in your pockets.
and so go get your reggae on sound system. It'll start at 3, so if you got kids, you can also come there. It'll be a bit more chilled. Nice. And then later in the evening, it'll get rascally.
And I also...
Sure.
It's also Culture Night before we do our next podcast, right? Culture Night, isn't it?
No.
Okay, no, never mind. We'll give you that hot tip next week. And in the meantime, let me just say, you guys have been writing in. You are listening to the podcast. You are telling us what you think, and we love it. Uh-huh. You can write into copinginCopenhagen@gmail.com. And we know that now it's not just Debbie listening to this podcast. We know, in fact, that it is at least Debbie, Roger, Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Marina, Ben, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, Mihai, Debbie's husband Roger, the second Roger, married. How do you say it? It's an Irish name.
Married.
Stephen, Rolf, the Danish journalist, Kurt, and Ahmet. And we're supposed to see if you make any stupid jokes about Stephen's name.
About whose?
I probably shouldn't have said it that way.
No, you didn't.
We were just supposed to say his name.
And, then,
and there he is, just a nice guy. He's not going to do it. But anyway, thank you so much for writing in to us. All of you that have. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We really like you.
It's really great. Mm.
And because you're so nice, I got an extra hot tip.
Hot! Whoa!
You can go see the Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. This is a CTC production, Copenhagen Theatre Circle production. And that's premiering on October 10th. So there's a bunch of shows you can go check out at CTC, Copenhagen Theatre Circle.
If you're on the other side, Aarhus, Albert's Sunday Night Comedy.
Oh,
English.
Wow. That's a fresh hot tip.
I'm thinking national. I'm thinking nationwide here. Mm. Yes, thank you so much for everybody who wrote to us. What was the name of the one that was Marius's joke again?
Stephen, I think, is the way it's pronounced.
Yeah, does that remind you of something? Or what was
Stephen?
Yeah.
What is that?
He just says that all the Danish people say, like, Sveen, or, like, make pig jokes, or, like, say something
else. Oh, yeah, that was meant to be,
yeah,
like, a
song. Or, like, yeah. Oh. And anyway, I think you've shown yourself well that you were just like, oh, no, just to, yeah.
Shall we tell him? This was your test.
Yeah.
This was your test. You are morally
No gold
person.
Bars in your
no
basement.
No gold bars for you, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah. But a little Mercedes, maybe?
Oh, until next week, stay
Copenhagen.